Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be home again.
Hallelujah.
I have a lot of new faces here. But we were here for many years, you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God that I always told Pastor Isaac that this is my house.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, our brother Abbey, during the session, said, he made some particular points. He said that we do not look at Easter in the way the world looks at Easter. We look at Easter in a different way as Christians. Amen?
Amen.
As Christians, we know the true meaning of Easter and we live according to that true meaning of Easter. Hallelujah. The religious person knows Easter for a day where he does what? He eats fish. He goes to the supermarket, he buys eggs. I'll wait for you. When people are finished moving, I will start talking. Amen. Let the waters be still. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we just have to understand. I was listening to the testimonies this evening and I observed a lot of cases about sicknesses and diseases. Amen. And you see, a lot of us still have this problem because we have not yet fully been consumed by an understanding of the meaning of the cross. Amen?
Amen.
How many of us realize that the Lord Jesus Christ was revealed to take away these curses from our midst? Amen?
Amen.
But somebody said it's not possible that somebody can be perfect. But we're going to dig deep into the word today.
Amen.
And we need to understand that the Lord is calling his people to begin to ascend and go higher in him so that they can get the things that have been rightfully given to them. Amen?
Amen.
Because a lot of us do not know what the things that have been freely given to us. That is why we still suffer. I know the story of somebody who was carrying luggage on the head, you know, and the bus stopped. Then when the bus came, he entered the bus with the luggage on the head and sat down on the bus with the luggage on the head. Someone tapped him later and said, "Come, this is your luggage. You put it at the boot. I mean, you suffer, don't enter your blood, so that you know, Sabi. Amen?
Amen?
Better. So I can do some backsliding."
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see that. What is the Lord saying here? There are certain things that we ought to know as Christians. Amen?
Amen.
Things that have been freely given to us that we do not know about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why the Lord is coming forth with such force. Amen. With such light. With so much revelation and understanding that the people will begin to understand and know the things that have been freely given to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's our own. Amen.
Amen.
The Father has given everything to the Son.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has given everything to the Son, including his own glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Who is the Son?
Jesus.
Who are you?
Son of Jesus.
You are who? You are Jesus.
No.
You are the body of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You are one with the Lord.
Yes.
If they see you, they see the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's no more you, but who?
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it Pastor Isaac?
No.
Is it Brother Saki? It's the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Father loves the Son. And he has given everything to the Son. And who is the Son? It's Christ. And we are the body of Christ.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So we have to begin to understand these things. Understand this thing that has been done from the foundation of the world. Before the world began, a lamp was slain from the foundation of the world. You know what a lamp is? An yellow sheep. Very innocent, very clean, very gentle. This lamp was slain from the foundation of the world. for a particular purpose. I'm going to go through everything today. Hallelujah. The account of 1 Peter, you know, I wrote these things down so that we could just go browse through it fast. Amen. 1 Peter, you know, chapter 2, verse 20 to 25. It says, but when you do good, and this is commendable before God, for to this you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Amen?
Amen.
Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. He suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins. Listen to it. He bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. By his stripes we are
healed.
For we were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and the overseer of our... Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to these words properly. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the wages of sin is what?
Death.
But the free gift of God is what? It's life. Eternal life. The life of God. Amen. In eternal life, is there sickness? Is there disease? These things are available for us now.
Amen.
We're going to see as we go deeper in the scriptures right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said it clearly that he died, he bore our sins. Amen. That means that we do not have to, the traits of death should no more be part of us. As we begin to have a greater understanding, amen. We're not saying that this is something that happens in one day. Because the Lord has ordained that we grow by what? From faith to faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there's a call of the high calling. Amen.
Amen.
There's a goal, and this is where all of us should be heading towards as Christians. Amen.
Amen.
That is the goal of the high calling in Christ. The place of perfection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, understand that when Jesus Christ went to the cross, he did not go to the cross because probably somebody came to take him by force. The Bible said that he did what? He gave him so that what the scriptures would be fulfilled. What happened when they came to arrest him? What happened to the soldiers when they came to arrest him? They came to the same way he told them, they all fell down. You know what you mean of Sheriba? Terrified them. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it was just like just to prove that, you know, I give it myself. Amen. That was a show of power. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We just have to understand the kind of power that works behind we who are believers. Amen. The Lord opened my eyes some years ago, and I saw in a company, in a congregation, you know, company of these chariots of, you know, angels. These are heavenly hosts with fire, you know, chariots surrounding the saints. Amen. We are in a garden that day. And the Lord says that this is the kind of people, this is the company of angels that surround the people. Amen. He told them that if he wanted, he would have commanded what? Angels, a legion of angels. That is an army to overthrow them. Amen. If he wanted. Hallelujah. But what? He had to go through that process for us. Amen. Let's go further. And we know what happened. The spitting, the beating. Eh? If you go to the curses in the book of, in the Old Testament, under the law, you know, to spit on somebody was a type of curse. You know, when people transgress against the law and they did certain things, at times they could remove the sandals and they could spit on the face of the person. You know, it showed something that is unclean. Amen. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ received all that kind of thing in his body for our sake. Because in actuality, we were the ones to have received all of that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you see a man suffering today under the cross, it's because he has not gone under the umbrella of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says that if they had known, If they had known him, they wouldn't have crucified him. Amen. Because in him was their life. In him was their hope. Hallelujah. In him was their joy. In him was their peace. In him was their health. In him was everything. Hallelujah. Amen. But what happened? Their eyes were blinded. If they had known, they wouldn't have what? Touched him. Hallelujah. You just thank God for the thing that the Lord is doing. Hallelujah. What happened in the beginning when Adam sinned? You know, we all inherited the curse from Adam, didn't we?
Yes.
We all inherited the curse from Adam. It's right from the moment you are born into this world. Amen. You are born a sinner. Amen. Before you know it, that sin in you begins to grow. Amen. And no matter how good you are from the outward, no matter how gentle and fine you are, amen, and all that kind of stuff, before the Lord, you are nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. We all inherited that thing from Adam. And what happened? One of the curses that the Lord gave to Adam was what? He said that what? He will till the ground, and what will he eat? You know, when you go to farm, how many of you have farmed before? When you go to farm and you farmed, you will have to my letter. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when you go to farm, you plant corn. What do you expect? Corn. But the cost is that you plant corn and you get what? Thorns. Thorns. You know what thorns are? Chuku chuku.
Yes.
What do you call it in chuku chuku in Nigeria? We say chuku chuku. Weed. You know, and when you touch it, what happens? It will chuck, it will wound you. Amen. Hallelujah. It will take your life from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is how man is. Amen. We try to sow. How many of us have tried many things? It didn't work. You sow and sow and sow and sow and sow. All it will bring for you is what? Sorrow. Sorrow, amen?
Amen.
Somebody say, okay, maybe if I get husband, I'll be happy. When you marry, you will discover that your problem has just started.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Somebody say, when you divorce, but when you divorce, you discover it's another problem again. Amen? Somebody say, okay, maybe I'll get riches. I'll go with cost and get riches. When you get the riches, you see another problem will come from the back. Amen. You don't discover that there's nothing you can do under this earth that you can ever be fulfilled or satisfied. Hallelujah. You've met millionaires, you've met big people. Amen. By privilege of my birth, I've seen people. Amen. And I tell you the truth, no matter how highly they look and lofty they look on the outward, go and meet them personally and see their problems. Amen. Hallelujah. You know these superstars on television? When you see them smiling and going for awards, smiling and the cameras, they will smile. Go and meet them and see them in secret, how they are taking drugs and how they are trying to lift up their morals. They are in depression. So all that mankind can get is what? Chuku chuku. Thorns. Tissues. Sorrow. Poverty. Hallelujah. Amen. Your state of your state cannot be known by your outward appearance or what you have physically. If you like, you can have 10 houses in Ghana. If you like, you can have 50 houses in Nigeria. If you have to do whatever you want, amen, you can still be a poor man in the spirit. Spiritual poverty. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus Christ did what? He took that thing upon him. Amen. When they put that crown upon him, all these things are symbolic. Amen. They didn't know what they were doing. But what happened is that crown of life that he had, amen, was taken away and it was put what? That crown of thorns, amen. He bore our own sorrows, our death, amen. He brought our fruitfulness, amen. So that we will have the life, kind of life in return. So that we will have fruitfulness in return. So that whenever we go out to put our hands to do something, we will prosper. Isn't this one of the promises of God? When you are entering the promised land, what did the Lord say? He says that if you keep my word, don't go left, you will prosper in every thing that you put yourself for to do. Amen. He said what? Every. Hallelujah. Every. Is God a liar?
No.
Amen. But we have to come to this place understanding, and we have to reach out and pick this thing by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Because it is for now. Eh? Hallelujah. The promise is now. Amen.
Amen.
Pick it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says the kingdom of God suffereth what?
Violence.
Violence. Violence. And who? It is the violent people aggressive people. Amen. People who will not look left, right. Amen. It's people who will look forward that will get this thing. Hallelujah. We thank God. So we move on. There's something that happened again when he died. Before Jesus Christ died, in Matthew chapter 27, turn to the second page. Matthew chapter 27, verse 45 to 46. It says, now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over the land. And after the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said that this man is calling on Elijah, immediately one of them took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. Amen. Go to verse 50. It says, and Jesus cried out with a loud voice, and healed his what? His spirit. Now, brethren, there are two things you will note from these scriptures. First of all, there was what? Darkness over the whole land. You know what they call eclipse? Eclipse. There was a sudden darkness over the whole country. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And again, he now said, my God, why have you forsaken me? These are very, very key things to understand. Because this same Jesus Christ, some hours earlier, told the disciples that the place I'm going to, you can't come. He told them that you people will leave me alone, but my Father will be with me. He said, my Father will always be with me. Amen?
Amen.
You notice that Jesus Christ, throughout that ordeal, he was calm. Eh? You know why he was calm? Because he was seeing the face of the Father.
Hallelujah.
He was still perceiving the Father within. But at that point, he tested what it meant to be separated from the Father. He felt the separation from the Father. Do you know most of our problems today is that feeling of separation from the Father? From God? There's a sense of separation from God that every man feels. Every man in the fallen state, he feels God to be far away from him. Amen?
Amen.
They don't feel bold. They don't feel bold enough to face God. They look at God as an entity that is far away. But Jesus Christ always felt the presence of the Father. Whatever he went throughout his ministry, the difference was he always felt the presence of the Father. In fact, he didn't have to, when he went to raise up him from the dead, he didn't have to go and say, and start running up and down, praying and shouting, you know. He just told them to comfort. He said, I know my Father always hears me. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because he walked before the face of the Father. Amen.
Amen.
You see, this was the way God created Adam in the beginning. Because Adam was constantly in fellowship with God. Remember Adam?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It was when he sinned that love started to hide away from God. And he was what? Driven away from God's presence. Amen. Far away from God. That is why people have problems today. You cannot ask. You cannot ask for God. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ could walk upon the waters. Why? Because he was seeing the Father. When Peter came there, what happened? He sank. Amen. No faith. Little faith. Amen. The end of the faith in Christ Jesus is to restore us back to that full faith.
Amen.
Amen. That full faith where you can do everything. Where everything will work possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Where you can call into being things that are not as though they are. That is the end of the faith. Amen.
Amen.
Faith working with one perfect love. In that day, anything you ask my Father, he will do for you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John says that what? Keep my word. If you keep my word, anything you do, what you ask my Father, he will what? He will do for you. Amen.
Amen.
That is the place that the Lord is bringing all of us to. Amen. Amen. No more that day, no more. Brother Isaac, I pray for me. Oh. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
That day you hope Pastor Isaac and all of you will go out and say, let's go and minister and pray for that brother.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So the Lord felt that separation, that darkness that came upon the land. was actually upon Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
He felt that darkness. Amen. That radiation that was with him, everything left him. And he felt everything that we all, as fallen state human beings, we are supposed to have suffered. Amen. He felt it for us. He suffered it for us. Amen. So that separation that we have from God, that darkness over us should be no more, because Jesus Christ has what? He has taken it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And there's something that is very, very, very important. I look at this as one of the most important things on the account of the death of Jesus. When he died, Matthew chapter 27, verse 51. Then behold, the veil of the temple was what? Torn into two from the top to the bottom. And the earthquake and the rocks were split. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the grave after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. Amen.
Amen.
You see it? You see what happened there? The Bible says that when he died, there was what? Earthquake. And what happened? The veil of the temple was what? Torn asunder. Hallelujah. The temple had a veil, and behind the veil was normally the glory of God. Behind the veil was God's presence. Behind the veil was where the ark of God used to be. And nobody could ever enter there. Only the high priest, and he could do that only once a year. And whenever the high priest entered there, he had to tie what? A rope. They had to tie rope on the neck, so that in case they wait for some time and he doesn't come back, then they would draw the dead body out. The place was dreaded. Amen. Nobody could see that place. Nobody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. But Jesus Christ did what? He cracked open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that what? So that everybody has what? Access to that place. Hallelujah. Everybody now has access to what? To the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Even the holy men, the prophets. Hallelujah. The big men of God. Before Jesus Christ, none of them saw the glory of God. That is why the Bible says that they arose after the resurrection. Amen. They were buried in their graves. They were buried in the rocks. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that those rocks were split open. Amen. They broke open. Hallelujah. And this would one day be your day. And they resurrected with Christ. Hallelujah. And they appeared. Hallelujah. And this same thing is the thing that happens to what? To each and every child of God who connects to the cross. Amen?
Amen.
For we did what? We died with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we do what? We rise with him.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We arise from the shackles of bondage. Amen. We arise from the darkness of the tombs that we were in. Amen.
Amen.
And none of us realize that we were dying in our tombs. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Do you know, if you go outside, I think there's a cemetery here. Actually, the world is like a cemetery. Amen. When you walk around, what you are seeing is dead people. You are seeing what they call coffins. Amen?
Amen.
People will count the knowledge of God. You see, when Adam sinned, the Bible says he died. Amen?
Amen.
But he lived up to die 100 years. See, but from that moment, he was separated from God. He was dead. Amen? Because if you live a life that is not unto God, it's a vain life. It's a life of the dead. Amen?
Amen.
Do the dead see? Do they speak?
No.
Do they hear?
No.
That is the state of the sinner. Hallelujah. That's why Paul spoke about it in the book of Ephesians. He said that praise be the Lord and God of our Father Jesus Christ, who has what? Raised us up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He has raised us from where?
Yes.
From the dead. And he has caused us to sit with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we have to be connected to the cross. Amen.
Yes.
We have to be identified with the cross, so that we do what? We die with him, and what? We are right with him. We die to our humanity. We die to our self-consciousness. It's no more I, but who? Hallelujah. We die to that identity that we got when we came into this world. Amen?
Yeah.
That identity that says I'm a Nigerian. That identity that says I'm a Ghanaian. Amen?
Yeah.
That identity that says I'm a man, I'm a woman. That identity that says I'm a big man, I'm a small man. Amen?
Amen.
We now pick up a new identity.
Hallelujah.
Which is Christ. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when I see that name, but I'm seeing Christ, amen.
Amen.
I'm not seeing any, I've seen Christ, amen.
Amen.
Paul says, I know nobody no more after the flesh. But I know people afterwards, after the spirit. Amen. No more after the flesh. Hallelujah. If I knew you after the flesh before, no more. Hallelujah. But I now know people after the spirit. Hallelujah. Because I live a new life in Christ. Amen. All the things that I talked about profitable me in the past are gone. Amen. It's crucified, nailed to the cross. That I might live a new life. Hallelujah. Amen. Unto God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for this veil that was torn open. This was similar to Lazarus. Amen. Remember Lazarus?
Yes.
How he rose from the dead? Hallelujah. You know, Lazarus is a shadow of the church. You know what a shadow is? You know, shadow is something, if you put an object before a source of light, what you see behind is a shadow on the floor. But the shadow may have some similarity with the, but it's not. You know? It's dark. The shadow is dark. It really is not the true thing. You have to come above to see from the direction where the light is, to see the real thing. And the light that is shining is the light of Christ. All those things that about Lazarus is a shadow of the church. Amen? Because the voice is going for telling people to come forth from their graves now. And to come forth into Christ. Amen? The same way the stone was rolled away. Amen? Hallelujah. That is the stone that has held us in bondage to corruption and sin. Amen? And to death. What is happening? It is rolled away. And what? A new person is coming forth. And as he comes forth, what did the Lord do to Lazarus? There was a veil over his face. Amen? What did they do? They removed the veil. He was bound in his hands and his legs. They did what? They loosened him. Hallelujah. They loosened him. So he did what? He goes forth into the glorious what? Liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Understand, this is the will of the Father. When Jesus Christ rose from the dead, the Bible says that they put a what? A big stone. A massive stone. The account of Mark says what? A large stone was put at the, you know, so that no one man could have done that job. But when they came in the morning, the stone was no more there. Hallelujah. It talks of the power of the Spirit of God. It talks of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. It talks of the power of the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that same power, the Bible says God's what? Is resident inside of
us.
Inside of us. Hallelujah. That same power is resident where? Inside of. Amen.
Amen.
Where is it?
In our heart.
It's inside of us.
Hallelujah.
That same power. Amen. That same power that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is resident where?
In us.
In us. Hallelujah. Amen. But you have to be what? Aware of it. Because most people do not know these things. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why the Lord is sending for this word. People do not understand these things. That's why they suffer. Amen. Poverty consciousness. I'm always poor. I'm always poor. Amen. I'm always broke. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just thank God. Amen. So we'll move on. Go to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 11. Do you remember Timothy? Oh, sorry. Timothy, I'm talking of Timothy in the Bible. Why are you laughing? Okay. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 11. Why are you laughing? Did you know him? Timothy is a long, old character in the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah.
It's
chapter 2, verse 11. This, you see it in the third page. He said, this is a faithful saying. If we die with him, we shall also what?
Live with him.
If we endure with him, we will do what?
We shall also reign with him.
Are you people reading?
Yes.
Okay, let's go back again. Let me reverse. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. This is a faithful saying. If we die with him, if we endure with him, we shall
also reign with him.
If we deny him,
he also will deny us.
If we are faithful,
he will be faithful.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know what Jesus Christ is reigning as king? The Bible says all power in heaven and earth has been given to him. If we identify with the cross, that means we do what? We reign with. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, he told them that if you overcome the way I overcame and sat down on my father's throne, so will I grant you authority to sit on my throne, on my Father's throne. So that we rule like Christ. Amen?
Yeah.
You see, in God's kingdom, it is different from the ways of this world. Eh? You know, in the ways of this world, if one man has power, he will hold his power. Amen?
Amen.
If a man has power, what does he do with his power? He holds his power to himself. Amen?
Amen?
But in God's kingdom, how is it? God, that same power, everybody have access to that same power.
Amen.
There's one throne, everybody sit on that throne. Amen. There's one spirit, everybody take up that one. Amen. It's very different from the ways of this world, eh? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So go back to Galatians chapter 2, verse 19. Let me fast, I'll just be able to. For I through the law die to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer how you live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness come through the law, then Christ died, you know, in vain. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Understand it. The moment we begin to move in this realm, begin to walk by faith in this realm, identifying ourselves in the spirit as Christ, as the body of Christ. Amen. Because people do not come to this realization. Amen. Peter, in one of his letters, said that what you should grow in the knowledge of him. When he's saying you grow, he's not talking about growing the letter. Amen. You know, some of us like to read letter. We like to read Bible. Amen. Even Satan knows the Bible more than even Christians, if you don't know, no, no. Amen. Some people are so good in letters, you know. Anything you talk, they'll quote scripture. Before you want, they quote one scripture. Before you want, they quote another one. Amen. That is not the kind of knowledge that the Lord is talking about. We're talking of a knowledge of Him, of the Christ in you. Let that one grow in you. Amen. It's not by letter. Amen. It's not by letter. Amen. It's not by long talk. Hallelujah. Just allow the Christ in you to grow. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to be able to preach like me. Amen?
Amen.
We're talking of letting the Christ in you to blossom and grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what the Lord is looking for. Amen. So we have to allow that Christ. Let Christ no longer act. We should live that life by faith. Amen. And as you live it by faith, what happens? You will see yourself arising. Amen. You know, I had many, many complications in my life. Problems, eh? Amen. Hallelujah. If I want to mention some of these things. Hallelujah. From cigarette smoking, from drinking anyhow, to, you know, all kind of problems. You know? All kind of things, you know. And you know, when you have this, you know how many times I tried over the years? You know how many times I threw away that kind of cigarettes? When you throw it away, that's next in the night, you go and look for it where you threw it. It was that bad. Amen. Hallelujah. Until the Lord now showed me the way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you see, before you knew it, all that thing we want, when I say, just like it's nothing again. Amen. They begin to leave you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
This righteousness in Christ, it doesn't come by force. Amen. By power, by might. It's just going in the knowledge of Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So let's move on now. In the Bible, you have what they call shadows. In the Old Testament, Jesus Christ made a particular statement. He said that Moses spoke about him. You know the laws of Moses? Moses continually spoke about Jesus without knowing it. Because the scribes and the Pharisees, what happened? They were arguing with Jesus. That they are followers of Moses. Amen. But he told them, listen to me. Moses spoke about me. If people don't know now, know now. Amen?
Amen?
Even without knowing it, Moses spoke about them. Because hidden in the laws of the Testament, in the Old Testament, hidden in the testimonies, you have Christ in everything. Amen? So that you can see that at the end of the day, the only way we can fulfill the law of God is to enter into Christ. Amen? Jesus Christ was revealed at what? So that we should do what? We should fulfill the law. He came to fulfill the law. You know what I mean? Because without fulfilling the law, nobody can enter the kingdom of God. Amen? But nobody, no normal man, no ordinary man can fulfill the laws of God. Is it possible?
Yeah.
It's not possible. Amen? That's why the children of Israel, you see, you know, it's very easy for us to condemn them that they were bad people. Children of Israel were hard people, you know. But I tell you the truth, the people, those Israelites were even better than us. In our humanity, they were better than us. Do you know that? Because there's no way nobody could have ever fulfilled those laws. Amen?
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ said in Matthew, on the mountain of Beatitudes, he told them clearly that I came to fulfill the law.
Hallelujah.
Amen?
Amen.
It's only in Christ that we can fulfill the law. It's only in Christ that we can be set free from sin and from corruption and death. Amen? Hallelujah. It's only in Christ. Amen? Because we are so transformed into creatures of love. You know what they call love? When you are so filled with the light and the love of God. Amen?
Amen.
That you know, there's nothing that can go against love. Amen?
Amen?
If you are filled with love, can you covet? Can you be covetous? Can you hate your neighbor? Can you steal? Can you hurt your neighbor? You can't do all those things. Amen? You cannot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord, the Spirit of God comes to transform us so that we are changed from that beastly, selfish carnal animals into sons of God. Hallelujah. Could you turn to the book of Exodus? Chapter 15, verse 22. I just want to rush this. I want to show you certain things in the Old Testament that point to Christ. Amen? Are we there?
Yes.
Genesis chapter 15, verse 22 to 27.
Exodus.
I feel it.
So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out to the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Verse 23. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them, and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which are brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you."
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You notice, I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord your healer. I said that word that healed by the disease. Amen. I think I see the mystery here. There was a tree. Amen. There was a tree. God would have told him to do it, but he used a tree. There's a mystery there. That tree is the shadow of the cross. Amen. That the Lord wants to throw. All we have to do is to look onto that tree. Amen. And our bitter waters will what?
Amen.
Sweet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is this a secret? Amen. And now he added it. That as far as you obey my commandments, what will happen? No more diseases. Amen. All the problems of Egypt. Egypt is the world. The problems that people of the world have, you will not have them.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that Father, I pray that you will not take them out of the world. But you will keep them. You will keep them that the evil one will not touch them. Amen. God will take you to a place where no evil will touch you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He will take you to the place of perfect victory. That when people see you, when people, they will say, these are the plantings of the Lord. Amen. The people will see the health. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The psalmist in Psalm 103 says, "But bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. And all that is within me, bless the Lord. He heals all my diseases." Hallelujah. All my diseases.
Yes.
And all my diseases. He heals everything. Any problem I have. Hallelujah. He heals both spiritual, both physical. Everything in me.
Amen.
The things that have weighed me down, that have brought sorrow in my life, the things that have helped me from when I was a child, God will heal me of all those things. Hallelujah. Yeah. Some of us have problems that our parents treated us badly. Hallelujah. And this has hurt us from when we were children. It has affected us. Some of us, maybe somebody hurt us when we were children. These things have followed you up. And it has become bitterness in your heart. Somebody, some of you here, maybe your boyfriend or your husband, you know, left you and, you know, made you, heartbroken. And these things have, you know, left a bitter seed in you. The waters are bitter. And you feel bitterness in you. Hallelujah. But the Lord is saying what? That there's a tree, there's a cross. All you just have to do is what?
Hallelujah.
Amen. The bitter waters will be made sweet. Hallelujah. Jesus Amen. Christ, He tested that bitterness for you. That's why they gave Him the sponge with the vinegar. Amen?
Amen.
He has tested that bitterness for you.
Oh, Lord.
So that you do not have to taste that thing anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the working of the Lord. Even when the children of Israel left Egypt, the Lord commanded that they should do what? They should make a Passover lamb. Hallelujah. And we know today that Passover lamp is the shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He says that the blood, they should put it on the lantern of their heart, of their door, which is the heart. Amen.
Amen.
That whenever the angel of death passes, he will what? He will pass over them. He will not touch them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that they should eat that lamp. They should burn that lamp and eat it by midnight. Amen. And while eating, they should have the sandals on their feet and they should have the staff on their hands. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the Bible says that at the appointed time, while you are eating and everything, the angel of death passed over. And he passed over because he saw the blood of the lamb. And what happens? They now arose at that moment. And they were set free into the glorious liberty of God.
Amen.
They were set free from the bondage of Egypt. And they were headed for where? For the promised land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were set free from the hard furnace of satanic influence. And set free to God. Because when Moses spoke to Pharaoh, he told them that what? He told Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me. Let my people go that they may worship me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And this is where the Lord is taking us to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's one thing. We just have to accept the blood of the Lamb. We have to accept the walking of the cross. We have to be married to it. Amen. Paul said, I do what? I boast of no other thing. But what? But the cross. Hallelujah. That should be our priority from our day-to-day life. Amen. Forget about our ideas in humanity in this world, because all this is like passing away anyway. But those people who do what, who hang on to the word of God, will do what? Will be exalted. They will abide forever. This is the working of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another shadow of the cross is seen in where? In the bronze serpent. Amen?
Amen.
When Moses, you know, when the serpents came to start, they were biting the children of Israel. They cried out to God. And Moses, God told them to make a serpent and put it on a pole and hang it. And if they did what, if they looked at that serpent, what happens?
They will
be healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. How many of us realize that we were all beaten by the serpent in the beginning with Adam? Amen.
Amen.
Because that thing that Adam took actually was poison. Amen. Even Jesus Christ came to reverse that curse. He even said that those that believe in me, they shall take deadly poisons and shall not harm them. Hallelujah. They shall take off serpents with their hands. And it shall not do them no harm. Hallelujah. It's a place of what? Of immortality that the Lord is bringing us into. It's a place of perfect light. It's a place of perfect victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nothing, no more. No more the curses. Hallelujah. No more the curses from the devil can ever enter or touch you. This is the word of the Lord. It's not my word. Amen. Is it my word?
No.
It's the word of the Lord. Amen. He says that you should do what? Look onto the cross. Amen. Look onto that cross. Amen. Have the faith. Amen. Paul says that, John says that this is the thing that will keep us in righteousness. Our faith. Amen. Our faith in that cross. Hallelujah. Amen. Waking
Amen.
Up in the morning, you pick up our cross. Amen. Before you go to bed, you pick up. If possible, sleep with the cross on your bed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And there's another shadow of the cross that is very, very interesting. If you go to in Leviticus chapter 14, are we there? Verse 1 to 7. We're going to round up with this one. Leviticus chapter 14, verse 1 to 7. Who has power? Who wants to read?
Amen.
Amen.
Leviticus 14, 1 to 7. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the ever for the day of his sins. For this shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go out of the camp, and the priest shall examine him. And indeed, if the leprosy is healed, if the leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command to take for him who is to be healed two living and clean beds, cedar wood, scarlet, and his soul. And the priest shall command that one of the beds be healed in an earthen vessel over running water. As for the living bed, he shall take it, the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop, and dip them and the living bed with the blood of the bed that was given over the running water. And he shall sprinkle it seven times on him who is to be healed from the leprosy, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bed loose in the open air. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is another shadow of the cross. Hallelujah. You see, God, these are the laws of Moses. The ordinary person, all he will do is just to read this thing and do this thing. They didn't understand what they were doing. Amen. You see, how can this thing help you physically? See, God did all these things. He was pointing to what? To the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Today, those two beds, you know who those two beds are? One is the Lord Jesus. Eh? And the second bed is who? Is us. Amen?
Amen.
That wood, that piece of wood is the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what happens? That one bed is killed, and the other bed is taking the blood from the other bed, they put it under water, and it goes, they put the other bed under the water, and the blood of the other bed goes, the water and the blood goes on the other bed, and they sprinkle it on the leper who is cleansed. Amen?
Amen.
And they do what? They set the other bed free. Hallelujah. Amen. These are spiritual revelations here. Do you know that? Even when Jesus Christ healed the leper, he told her that he should go and do what Moses commanded her to do. Amen. That leper today is you and I. We were lepers. Amen. In our state of sin. Amen. You know, lepers were like, it was like an incurable disease in those days. That's how we are in our state. Amen. Uncurable. Amen.
Yeah.
But whenever they were cleansed, what happens? They have to do that ritual. And spiritually, God is saying that what? That bed that was killed is the Christ. Amen. And his blood is poured over the bed that is alive, and is causing that other bed to be set free. Amen?
Amen.
What happens that when we are healed, we are what? We are actually set free.
Amen.
The Son of God, he came to set us free. Amen?
Amen.
From the prison house of sin and corruption, from the prison house of guilt. Amen?
Amen.
He was revealed to set us free. The Bible says that you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. All the things concerning the truth comes to us who pick up the cross. Amen?
Amen.
It's the wisdom of God that illuminates and enlightens us who come to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are set free. Amen. We are set free like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. In Psalm 124, he talks about the soul. Say, my soul has been set free like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. A fowler is a hunter of birds. In those days, they'll carry their cage to the bush and start catching birds. You know? And you know how a bird will be happy when you open the cage and let it fly free. Amen. That is the deliverance that the Lord wants. The fowler is who? Who is the fowler? Are you a fowler? Ah, God forbid. I reject it in Jesus' name. The fowler is the devil who has caged your souls. He's the hunter of the birds who has put your souls in a cage of sin and death. Amen. But Jesus Christ has come to do what? To set us free into the glorious liberty of the sons of God, so that we can sing again in the mountaintops.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we can be free again.
Amen.
And grow in the liberty of God, into the glory of God. Hallelujah. And reign with God again in the high places of heaven. Amen. So what the Lord is saying today is that even as we celebrate Easter, amen.
Amen.
I heard on Monday there's a small party or something. Okay. Nobody's talking. People are trying to be spiritual. I don't know. Amen. Well, as we are enjoying this period, bear in mind that the essence of this celebration is what? It's a reminder of the cross. Amen?
Amen.
That the whole of our being, the whole of our existence, of our salvation, of our peace, our joy revolves around what? The cross. Amen?
Amen.
We have to mind the cross. What does it mean by mind the cross? We have to deny ourselves. Amen?
Amen.
Deny our identities. Amen?
Amen?
That identity is not. Amen?
Amen?
I say I'm not Nigerian. I'm not Ghanaian. Amen? I'm not Italian. I'm not man. I'm not woman. I'm Christ. Amen?
Amen?
I'm a son of God. I have no ambition. My ambition is what? It's only to do the things that please the Father. Amen?
Amen?
My ambition is to do the will of the Father. Amen?
Amen?
The same way God Christ walked, the Bible says we ought to do what?
Walk.
We ought to walk in that same way. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we just thank God. Amen.
Amen.
I'll round up here. We don't have to go on. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.